Hi, I'm Nicole. Everyone kept telling me that my unique life experiences and messages of hope would make a great podcast. So, I made one. Join me as I journey through life's many obstacles on Girl vs. World. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Girl vs. World, the podcast. I am your host, Nicole, and I'm here to talk to you about stuff and things. Actually, I want to talk about today, what I want to talk about is starting over. Now, this is a concept I am very familiar with because I have had to start over a certain amount of times in my life. I'll get into a couple of examples in a second here, but this concept of starting over, right? Like you get divorced and you feel like you're starting over. You start a new job and you feel like you're starting over. Or you go back to school and you feel like you're starting over. And a lot of times this can feel almost like a negative thing where you're like, oh, I have to start all over again. You know, I like to compare it to like when you play video games, right? And your character dies and you have to start over. Like, we did that as kids a lot. We played the games and we had to start over. And it was like, dang it. Like, I got so far, almost got to the checkpoint, but I died. And now I have to start all over again. And that was always such a negative experience. So I feel like we've carried that into our adulthood where now we're in a place of like, if we have to start over, it's like when we were playing video games. Like, this is a negative thing. However, it's not a negative thing. That's what I want to talk about today, that it feels like a negative thing because of our conditioning, because of how starting over is looked at in society, how we were brought up. Starting over always feels like this horrible thing that oftentimes will stay in the situations that we're in because we're afraid to start over, or that starting over feels terrible to you, right? Like this happens in relationships, this happens in jobs, this happens in places where you live, this happens in your neighborhood. Like you don't want to start over. You don't want to move. Like there's so many instances where this is a thing where you don't want to start over because it feels so negative or so daunting, right? But what if we changed how we looked at starting over, and instead of it being a negative thing, we look at it as a positive? So starting over is actually giving you opportunity. It's if we start changing the way we think and the way we talk about starting over, if we talk about it as a positive thing, we can really start to harness some of that goodness for ourselves. And instead of looking at starting over as being negative, we can turn it into something positive, right? Like I'm looking at all these quotes. So I did a Google search and I'm like, give me some quotes about starting over. And here's one. It says, don't be afraid to start over. It's a brand new opportunity to build what you truly want. Right? There's another one that says, I'm not giving up. I'm just starting over. I feel like that's really positive, right? Like I'm not giving up on this life. I'm just starting over. It's a new start. It's a fresh beginning. It's like a brand new opportunity to change your own life. Like that's the thing, is that when you start over, you start to harness change, and change is good. Sometimes it feels bad or it feels difficult and we don't want to do it, so we try to avoid it as long as we can. But a lot of times in our life, we know we need to change. Like there are probably several things in your life right this second that you know you need to change, but you don't want to start over, or it sounds difficult, or you're like, I'm just too busy. I'm too busy. It's just going to have to be what it is, right? Or you're afraid. A big portion of me in my life is I'm afraid to do things. I haven't yet learned how to be completely confident in my ability to do things. And this has a lot to do with me having trauma responses to things. So theoretically, in my head, I know that I'm capable of starting over because I've started over several times in my life in very big ways, and I've succeeded in starting over every time, right? I know for a fact, because I have empirical evidence, like I have tangible evidence that I can actually start over in my life and do it, and yet I'm still afraid to do it. And I still sometimes look at starting over as this negative thing. But it's all about changing how you feel about starting over. Starting over is the beginning of something great. It's the beginning of change. It's the beginning of the rest of your life. Like, these are positive, positive things, right? So another thing to consider is that this time that you're starting over, you're not starting over from scratch. You're actually not, because you gained wisdom during the journey that you were on that you're starting over now. You have so much more knowledge. You're coming from a different place. So even if you have to keep starting over at points in your life, you have knowledge and you have experience and you take that with you. Just because you're starting over doesn't mean that you're giving up anything. You still have all of that knowledge and experience, and you're starting over from a better place. If we take it back to video games again, right? Like, you can start collecting items, right? And, you know, if we're talking about like Mario Brothers, like I'm a big Nintendo fan. And so if I talk about video games, I'm almost always talking about Nintendo, because that was my system. Like Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, GameCube, like I was all about those lives, right? I just dated myself probably with the names of those systems, but whatever. So you start to collect items. So then you start over the level, but you have items that you can use to help you conquer that level. And that's how life is like, where we're playing this video game of life and we start to go through our journey and we're collecting knowledge and experience. And that's like the items in a video game. So if we die, right, we're not dying in real life, we're just hitting a wall or needing to start over, we still have those items that we've collected and we can use those on the next turn. So let's look at it that way. Let's have that perspective of, we've now gathered a bunch of items, so we're not starting over from scratch, we're starting over from experience. Let me say that again. We're not starting over from scratch. We're starting over with experience. That's huge. Because when you first started out in this world, when you were a baby, you didn't have anything, right? And all these years, you've been acquiring skills. You learned how to walk. You learned how to talk. You learned how to communicate with people on an emotional level. You learned how to eat. You learned how to go to school, and you learned knowledge and passions. And we are just these beings that are constantly taking in new information, processing that information, bonding with people, forming relationships, learning new things. Like, as a human, we are incredible. We are incredible at what we're capable of doing. So each time you have to start over, none of that goes away. Like, I've learned from every relationship I've been in, and I've been in quite a few. I've learned from each partner. Even if it ended bad or ending good, doesn't matter. I learned from that experience. Some partners I feel like I had to have in order to grow, like grow my communication, grow my sexuality, grow my confidence, grow all of these things. And while I've had partners that have definitely put a damper on growth, or have cost me to like question things, or have hurt me, I have this experience now that even in the pain of a relationship that went bad, there's still experience and growth that can be gained from that relationship. So every time we have to start over, we're really not actually starting over. We're starting from experience, right? So this start over, or beginning again, or starting to change things, is new and exciting. And with the experience and knowledge that we've gained, there's so much higher of a chance that we're going to succeed this time. Like, failing is part of succeeding. Anything you've done in your life even if we roll it back to when you were learning how to walk, all of those failures that you stood up and fell or couldn't stand because your feet and your muscles weren't strong enough, the times you bumped your head on the table or, you know, made a few steps and fell, the reason why you know how to walk is because you failed a bunch of times trying. That's a necessary part of this journey, is for us to fail. Fail and fail and fail until we succeed. Because the failure is what we learn from. The success, we very rarely learn from that. If you have an instant success in something, it usually feels like luck. And we don't learn as much from it, right? So those failures are the way that we learn and we grow and we get more experience, so that when we start over the next time, we just might make it. We just might make it. And that's what keeps us going, right? That's what keeps us motivated. So looking at starting over, that's how we're going to look at it in this episode, is it's a good thing to start over. So as a young adult, I was married very early. I got married at the age of 21. I married my high school sweetheart, and you know, I was on the path. I had met him in high school, got married by 21. We bought a house by 22 or 23, I think. And then by 25, guess what? We were getting divorced. That idea of having to start over was devastating to me at the time. I was like, I am 25 years old and I'm going to be divorced? Like, no one is ever going to want to date me. I'm a failure. Like, I am a failure at relationships and I am a broken woman. Like, nobody is going to want to date me or marry me ever again. And I was, that's truly what I believed. And I couldn't fathom the idea of starting over. And that's why I stayed in the relationship as long as I did. So my marriage was abusive and an ongoing awful thing, but I stayed because the idea of starting over, or like having enough confidence to go back out there, or even just to leave, just to walk out the door, was such a scary, scary thing to me. I'm like, I can't start over. I'm 25. Like, my life is just starting. I have a house. We're talking about having a baby. Like, I am married. This is what I set out to do. I feel like I'm leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else because, you know, I love to be an overachiever and I love to be like, hey, look at all these achievements I have. And at 25, like, the thought of starting over was so devastating. But it got to a point in my life where I was like, I can't live like this anymore. I can't continue to be abused and have the rest of my life look like this. You know, one day I woke up and I said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I have to get out of this relationship. I have to get out of this mindset. And at the time, I really had no idea the amount of damage that had been done. You know, I was with this human from 15 to 25, and it was daily abuse, right? Like, lots of mental abuse, narcissistic abuse, and it was slowly eating away at the person I was. I was just a shell. Like, I was a shell after I left. I had no idea who I was. I had no identity outside of my relationship. I had no money. I had no house. All I had was a car full of clothing, and I had to go home. I had to move in with my mom. And at 25, I was devastated. You know, I was the girl who did really well in school and was like most likely to succeed. And I got straight A's, and in college I got straight A's. Like, I was that kid. I was like overachiever, overperformer. Look at me. Now I'm married and I have a house and I'm going to have a baby and all this stuff. And like that, it was gone. And I had to start over. My identity at the time was my relationship. I didn't have an identity outside of that. I was just living for my partner. So starting over was terrifying, but I did it, right? So I leave this relationship and I start my life over, you know? And I found out that actually being divorced doesn't really matter to most people. Like, nobody was really judging me that I was 25 and divorced. Sure, they had questions, but, like, at the end of the day, it wasn't that big of a deal. So that wasn't as devastating as I thought. I found employment and was able to take care of myself. And then I was in another relationship with someone I really loved and cared about, and someone who's still my best friend to this day. Did you know that the Girl vs. World podcast also has a blog? I started it over 2 years ago as a tool to keep me accountable during early recovery. What I didn't know is that it was going to turn into me telling my life story as I journeyed through mental health, therapy, recovery, dating, and so much more. Head on over to girlversusworld.com and share in this journey with me. That's girl versus spelled out world.com. I started over. And I did better. I did better this time. You know, I was in another long-term relationship and, you know, we had really nice things and we worked together. And for a good amount of years, we had a great relationship, you know? So, like, okay, there's the proof that I can start over and it's fine. Like, I can do this, right? Then my trauma starts to catch up to me and I'm starting to drink a lot and I'm not dealing with what happened in my previous relationship, and that takes its toll, right? So it gets to a point where I have to start over again, right? I hit this wall and I'm like, I don't know who I am still. I don't know what I want to do. I'm living this life and it's great, but like something inside of me is saying you need to go on your own. Like, you need to go be your own person. But the thought of going out and doing and starting over again all on my own is terrifying. Like, I'm like, no, I don't want to do this again. Like, I already started over. I don't want to start over again. This is scary. I don't want to do it. Maybe I'll just stay. But I couldn't do that, right? I left that other relationship because I couldn't do that. Because I knew there was something out there that I needed to explore for myself. So I started over. I moved to Hollywood, California and had 30 roommates and was dirt poor and tried the acting thing. Like, I wanted to do that for myself. I had always wanted to try acting and I wanted to succeed in this world. So I had to start over again, right? I do all that and you know what? Guess what? I developed a drinking problem. And guess what I had to do? I had to start over again. I went broke. I tarnished my relationships. I was falling apart. I couldn't like see which way was up. I was just spiraling constantly. And so I had to go get sober. Getting sober is like starting over. You have to learn how to live your life without your crutch. Because I was using alcohol to numb all of these emotions and feelings and pain. And the only way to get out of that was to start over, right? But this starting over was the beginning of so much change in my life to where I am today, right? Where I pay my own bills. I'm out of debt. I have good relationships with people. I can take care of myself. I have this podcast and successful blog. Like, all of these things are born out of me starting over. If I didn't start over, I wouldn't be where I'm at. If I didn't start over, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So starting over, while it may be scary and feel like so much anxiety around that, you know, you can absolutely do it. I'm living proof. The stuff that I've had to start over from has been terrible. My divorce was awful. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Getting sober, another super, super hard thing that I had to do, right? Like, these things were not easy. It's not like I was starting over from some simple thing, right? I had a lot of trauma and problems, and I had to start over from scratch, and most of it with no money. That makes things exponentially harder. So I understand when people tell me, they say, I can't start over. I don't have any money. I have kids. I have a husband. I have a wife. I have family. Like, I can't start over. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes you have to start over. Sometimes it takes a completely dramatic change in order to get to where you want to be, right? Sometimes starting over is smaller than that. Sometimes starting over is simpler, right? It's going to be different for each and every case, but starting over doesn't have to be scary, but it's often necessary. But again, when you're starting over, you're starting from a place of experience. You're not starting brand new. It's not the first time that you've put that video game into that system. You're not starting over from step one. You've gathered items, you've gathered knowledge, you've gathered experience. Now you're starting with like this treasure trove of stuff to offer yourself and your future self. I read something the other day that was like, your future self is watching you right now through memories. Think about that for a second. Your future self is watching who you are right now through memories. Let's make it count, right? Like, I look back at myself 2 years ago and I think, damn, I am so glad she did that. I am so glad that on February 19th, 2019, that I woke up and decided that that was the last day I'm going to take a drink. That I decided to reach out to a friend of mine and say, I need help. I had to start over. I was losing everything and I almost lost my life, right? But I made that decision that day, and I can remember every single step of that day through memory. And I look back on Nicole 2 years ago, and I am so grateful for her. I am so grateful of that version of myself who finally put pride aside and said, I needed help, right? Like, what an incredible thing. I am so proud of her. There are moments where I look back on my life and I think about things that I've done, specifically things when I was getting totally wasted and making poor choices and not respecting my relationships and things like that. I look back on that and I go, damn, what a disappointment. I remember those things, right? It's important to exercise care in those situations where you know where you were at. Those memories that you look back on and maybe you think about them in the middle of the night, they're the reason why you can't sleep. When you look back on those, you remember who you were then. You're not that same person anymore. So don't keep beating yourself up now for the things that happened then, because you're not that same person, right? People may only know that old version of you as well. And that's how they're going to treat you. And that's how they're going to remember you. And there's not a lot we can do about that. The only thing we can do now is to move forward in our life and become the person that we know we were destined to be. Become the person that we're meant to be. Become the person that we want to be. Because that person that was hurting, that person that was going through stuff, that person that needed to reboot and start over, you've become her now. You're new. You've become the person that you wanted to be back when you were screwing stuff up, right? So if we look at our future selves as watching us through the form of memories, don't we want those memories to be good? Don't we want future self to be proud of us? I think so. And I think the way that I try to live my life now is that future me is going to be super proud of the progress. And even though I'm still going to make mistakes, because nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. You're going to be proud of yourself, right? Because you started over. Because you knew you needed to start over and you did it. So you can pat yourself on the back knowing that like that start over is a good thing. If you didn't start over, where would you be today? I think about that often. I think about, had I not started over in my divorce, right? Had I not started over, where would I be today? I wouldn't be talking to you all. That's for certain. I know that for a fact. I may not be here. There were times where I was so desperate in that situation where I wanted to die. I believed in moments where I was at my lowest that if I just died, everyone would be better off. I believed that my family would be better off. I believed that my partner would be better off because he wouldn't be so upset at me all the time. And I believed that I would be better off because the pain would stop. The shit would stop if I were no longer here. But instead of succumbing to those thoughts, I started over. I felt that way in my alcoholism as well, where I didn't really want to live anymore because I couldn't stop drinking. Like, I couldn't. Every time I made an agreement with somebody else or with myself, I always failed. I would say, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink today. And then I'd get an invite and then I'd go drink, right? Or I'm not going to drink today. And then it's nighttime, and nighttime was always the worst because people are going to sleep. There's no one to talk to. I just have to sit with my own thoughts. So what do? I go get a drink. Yeah. So there's so many times where, you know, I found a suicide letter I had written on my computer. I found it when I was sober. I was going through like my Google Drive, and here's this letter that I'm writing to all the people that are in my life, apologizing to them because I can't do it anymore. I don't remember writing it, but there it was, staring me in the face. I had to start over. The only way for me to get out of that was to start over. I was like, I need to hit the reboot button because the path I'm headed on, it is glitchy. There are too many tabs open in my brain, and I just need a hard shutdown and reboot. Like, that is the only way I'm going to get out of where I was. So starting over has been the best decisions I've ever made in my life have been starting over. That's not to say that I'm not scared. Every time I leave a relationship that doesn't work out, I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm never going to meet somebody again. I'm scared that that was the one and I screwed it up. I'm scared that I'll end up alone. But these are not reasons to stay with the wrong people, right? Like, there are so many people out in this world. Our world feels small oftentimes. Like, we forget how big this world is, and we forget how much access we have to people in the world now than ever before. That the idea that you're never going to find somebody is silly. It's just an idea. It's a fear that can be washed away when you start to think through the logic of it, that I'll never find somebody. You will. You will. Because you're an awesome person, right? Like, you're going to attract the right energy to yourself eventually. For me, I've picked bad partners, I've picked good partners, I've screwed up relationships, my partners have screwed up relationships, and, you know, it gets messy. But starting over in the relationship sense and being single happens all the time. And we survive it every time. That's the thing, is if you look at how many times you've started over at new jobs. I've done that. I've started over new careers even, where I've been like, okay, I'm doing all this tech stuff. I want to be an actor. Started over in that. Had to start by working for free. At 29 years old, working for free. Like, being an intern at 29 years old. Like, these things happen. We start over because we want what we want. And to get there, sometimes you have to start over and start at the bottom. But for me, the climb, the journey, has been the greatest and most rewarding part of every start over. And we forget to enjoy that journey because sometimes it's stressful. Sometimes it makes you want to pull all your hair out. You know what? But at the end of the day, in hindsight, when you look back at these things, you go, oh, I am so proud of myself for going through this. I am so proud that I started over. It always comes from a good place, right? Even if it turns out that you got to start over again, you end up with a bunch of great knowledge that you can use and put toward the future. So I urge you, if you're in that place of being afraid to start over or feeling like starting over is a negative thing, listen to this episode. I've started over so many times in my life, and each start over has given me new opportunity, more knowledge, more experience, and it's made me a better person. And that's what starting over does. It gives us the opportunity to change our future. Because what we were doing before wasn't cutting it. That's why we got to start over and start fresh. So if you're considering that today, start today. Start over and start making the life that you want. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to our episode today. I am your podcast host and producer, Nicole Samra, and the music for this show is called 80s Pop Dreams by Soundtrix. If you loved our episode today, please feel free to give us a rating on whatever network you're tuning in on, and we look forward to having you back next week.